There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kenny, that's singing the song to the Gerundive School, the Doug Steffen School of Gerundives. So instead of gonna be a good day, he sings it's going to be a good day. How about that? We consume a little good English for Tuesday, May 19th. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Molly Page. And for record and important information purposes, Kenny Kessler. Not that I'm suggesting or slighting you, Molly, about important information. I have been relying on Kenny for a long time, and I know I can rely on you. I'm digging this hole fairly large and deep, which is...
I have breaking news.
Have you?
This is big.
Breaking news. I think we don't call it breaking news. You have to get used to our terminology. It's broken news, not breaking news.
Well, either way, mm-hmm. I'm afraid this trumps Kenny.
You're afraid?
What?
Yes, afraid, I know. Man. You rely on Kenny. Kenny's been with you for many, many years.
That's
Kenny's
true.
Like your rock when it comes to information,
yes,
news, everything social media.
Right.
But I think we have to start with this.
Go ahead.
Bristol Palin and Dakota Meyer are calling off their wedding.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
In a Facebook page yesterday, Sarah Palin made the announcement.
Oh, my God. Bristol, who is the person she's marrying?
Some guy, Dakota Meyer.
Dakota's a girl's name. I at first thought she may have become a lesbian. Wouldn't that be
not
interesting?
Not so far as we know. No, that could be tomorrow's breaking news.
Yes, it could be. All right, so let's see what else is broken. The United States strategy in Iraq is broken as the ISIS boys, and I was going to say boys and girls, but it's only boys, have captured Ramadi, which is a provincial capital in Iraq. So most people who have any strategic understanding of the military are looking at the United States and trying to figure out how it is that they are so badly either preparing the Iraqi army or how bad the Iraqi army really is. I don't understand why this is a question after all this time. It's pretty well known that the Iraqis are cowards. Even when they're well trained, they throw their arms down. There have been a couple of circumstances where they've stood up, some groups of them, and I'm wondering whether this is part of the sectarian nature of their survival or of their country. Is it known, is it known, is a better way of asking the question, whether the certain groups in the army are represented by the Kurds, the Shias, and what's the third one?
Sunnis.
Sunnis, thank you. Are they all in the army? They're in the army now. They hate the stinking chow. Better. Are they in?
I'll just do that.
Are those people, are all of those groups, sects, S-E-C-T-S, represented in the Iraqi army? Yes or no?
I defer to Kenny.
Good question.
Ah, look at that. That's a good question, and I defer to Ken. So that's your homework assignment, and you have 60 seconds to do your homework whilst we figure out what it is. The only other thing that is worth mentioning here in terms of... whether now there are some people who still say we ought to have American ground troops sent them back over there. No. Don't you dare send one American over there to be in the line of fire. Not one. Anybody who suggests needs to be impeached from whatever job they have. Not one life. That country isn't worth a rip. And it certainly isn't worth any more. We lost thousands of American men for nothing. We've spent trillions of dollars for nothing. We have screwed up that part of the country, of the world, for nothing. Other than, well, there were two entities that have done well out of this. One, the oil producers and sellers, and two, the sellers of equipment and military hardware. Because every time the Iraqi army runs and hides, as ISIS comes in, the Iraqis run out, they leave all of the equipment. And guess where the equipment came from? Hello? All the MRAPs, the whatever military hardware that moves or doesn't move, is all now a part of what ISIS uses against us. There's more American equipment being used against Americans and Iraqis and other Middle Easterners than from anywhere else. So that's what you have. That's what this is all about. And it is sickening, for me anyway, to understand really what is going on. And it isn't, there's not a lot of heavy lifting involved in this. 888-302-3684. That's the way you can join the conversation if you have something good or important to say. I don't mean good news necessarily, but just what is it that you observe? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. I suspect, Kenny, there are some comments about this there. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStephan.com as we pursue more of this information. A matter of moments on Good Day, 13 past the hour.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains, May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
888-302-DOUG, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on the Iraqi situation. That is the Iraqi army just running away from ISIS. Yep, the ISIS guys are tough, but Americans are tougher, at least the people that I have acknowledged to understand the American way is tougher. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. And then as they train these Iraqis, you can't train that sort of stuff, I guess, into people. Kenny, what did you find, or Molly, in terms of whether there are members of all the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Kurds all are represented in the Iraqi army?
The only thing I could find is that the Bush administration, so this is going back a few years, claimed that the Iraqi army was a unified force of Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds, who were all fighting together for the centralized government of Iraq.
Well, if it comes from the Bush administration, it's probably not worth it. It isn't printed on paper because you found it on the computer someplace, but anything that has to do with the Bush administration and the connection to Iraq isn't worth the powder to blow it to hell. So, but that having been said, that would be the only thing that made any sense. Really, but there's nothing about this whole thing that makes any sense. So, having said that, let's move on to the biker gang. Molly, 170 face charges. Does that mean they're all under arrest? Who are these, the 170? How many members of these biker gangs on each side? What is the standard component? I don't know anything about this way of life. I never watched the Sons of Anarchy. I don't like... this whole ambiance, so I stay away from it, so I don't know.
I've never watched that show either, because it's a show, so it probably doesn't actually represent what's going on in these gangs.
Sometimes it might. I never can tell.
Yeah, I don't know. They've had a few celebrities on that show, so it kind of loses credit for me in this, but 170 charged. They were arrested. 9 people died in this, 18 sent to the hospital. Different reports now on some news media outlets saying that more bikers are on their way to Waco. Not everyone is reporting that, but they are on alert.
What are they going to do? What's that work for? How's that?
Well, that's just it. What are they just driving in to cause trouble? I don't know. They didn't really say anything about that.
They didn't?
They, as in the police. Saying that there was an internal memo that went out saying to be on alert about that.
But before they showed up, you mean?
No.
This is now the newer bunch showing up.
Yeah. Okay. At the Twin Peaks restaurant.
Yep. All right. So this is one of those things that we ought to... It's sort of reminds me of swatting a fly on an elephant. The fact that we have paid as much attention to this sort of thing because it is... There is this, from what I understand, the last 24 hours as I sort of nosed around in this world, it happens, not this kind of a shootout, but these people are everywhere. They're all over the place. Texas is a great place for them at all. You can go all over the country and find these groups. Some of them are serious and some of them are just playing. Depends on the age, what their background is. Harley-Davidson didn't become the force that it did. I think they're headquartered in York, Pennsylvania, aren't they? That's where they manufacture most of the bikes. They didn't become the force that they did in that industry because they didn't sell a lot of bikes. They sell a lot of bikes, and so then you ask, well, to whom are they selling them? Who's riding?
Well, Harley-Davidson, their sales have skyrocketed in the last 5 to 10 years, but that's because of weekend bikers.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they're so widely available to the public
now. This took place over the weekend. How do we know they weren't a bunch of weekend warriors? That kind of weekend warrior
These
involved in this.
Are gangs. Mm-hmm. They're different than the lawyers and accountants who put on mom jeans and a leather jacket and go out for rides on the weekends. No offense, I've ridden with you. But
did you wear jeans and what do you call them, biker vests?
I did not wear a vest. No, I had a leather jacket, and
really?
I had a few great bikes.
Cool.
They were beautiful, but I digress. The Bandidos have a few thousand members, and these are...
They're called the Bandidos?
Yes, that's one of the biker gangs.
How would they be taken seriously? Seriously.
Why?
The
Why
Bandidos?
Is that a bad name?
That's just silly. It sounds like somebody who participated in a Taco Bell or a Doritos commercial. Right?
I mean, Bandidos, that's not me saying that's Doug Steffen at DougSteffen.com.
That's a line from an old movie. I don't need badges. I don't need no stinking badges.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're across the country.
21 after the hour. They can stay where they are. 21 after.
Ouch! My back. back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoBite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoBite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoBite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with extend your voice. Really good. All right, one hit wonder time on Good Day. Who sings this?
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake and dancing, tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Most important songs in rock history, Doug.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can prove it by me.
Oh, no, dude.
Was it Friday I gave away the group I almost just did now? Video Kill the Radio Star. Who is it that does this? You tell us the name of the group at 888-302-3684. We'll send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder songs on it. 888-302-3684. Top of the music charts during this week in 1979. This one-hit artist group, actually a duo, Trevor Horn and Jeff Downs, the names of these
no
two. No relationship. Jeff Downs is no relation to you? I'm surprised.
No, first cousin, but not a relation.
In the early years, they worked on jingles and helped produce records for other new wave groups from that disco era kind of. This is not a disco song. Video Kill the Radio Star was released from their first album called The Age of Plastic. It was the very first music video played on the debut of MTV in August of 1981, and that's why it's so well known. Yes? So let's make a quick work of this. Actually, I wouldn't mind spending a little time on some of the winners from last night's Billboard Artist Music Award, Richie. So let's do this quickly. You had Chris. What are we doing here? Let's go to...
We can talk to Chris.
Chris. I can only do that if I move the thing down there like that and make that work. Hey, Chris, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing? Hello, Chris.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Morning. We're doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You don't know how starstruck I am when I'm actually on the radio.
You know, I don't know how starstruck you are with what?
with being on the radio. My dad's a big fan of the show.
Oh, your dad is. Well, why don't you? Yeah, what's your last name?
Sherrick.
And what's your father's first name?
His name is Bruce. He's the one that actually gave me the answer.
Really? So why didn't he call instead of you?
Well, because he's kind of driving right now.
Oh, he is. Oh, okay.
Safety first. Good job.
Yeah,
there.
Safety first. Okay. Yeah. So do you both work at the same place? You go to work at the same time? Going to the same place? Is that it?
Well, we work at the same place, but he goes in earlier than I do. So he was already saying the answer, and for the last several weeks, he's been giving us the answers. So.
Oh, really? You've been playing this, bro? You're playing along with
home this.
Yeah, that's how I was like, watch, I did. Do you dare me to call it in? He's like, sure, if you want.
Yeah, go ahead. Why not? There you go. So this is, by the way, a studio group for the most part. They never went on tour. They broke up a couple of years after this song was a big hit. They became members of the rock group Yes before that group broke up. What an interesting comparative or contrasting, if you will, Yes to this group. All right, what's the name, Chris? What are we looking for here?
The Buggles.
The Buggles, yes.
Good job.
This was it for them. Now, you are an MTV fan, were you at that time? Or your father, was he a fan of MTV?
My father was for sure. When I was growing up, they still have music videos, but they also were doing the game shows and stuff.
So did you know this by yourself, or you needed your father? You say he gave you the answer. If you'd have listened to it long enough, would you have figured out it was the Buggles or never?
No, honestly, I didn't know it. It was my dad, so I figured I would call it in for him.
All right. Well, let's send him the prize. How's that for a deal?
Sounds great.
All right, good man. Thanks a lot for the call. Hold on just a second, and Richie will work with you, and we'll make sure you get that CD. It's 28 past the hour. This is Good Day.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says, Heel on Wheels. Wait. Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now, this is my babe. Let's bring you into the fold here on the Good Day program at 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Molly Page and Ken Kessler. Yes. All right, Kara, just bring a swell of music under us, will you? That swell means louder. Okay.
Yes, I'm speaking
in hieroglyphics. All right, here's the news from Portland, Maine, where spending money that isn't yours can bring a whole lot of trouble. All you have to do is ask Jeffrey and Kimberly Clark. Yes, her name is Kimberly Clark. Kimberly Clark manufactures what? Who knows? Kenny knows.
Diapers, right?
Well, yeah, probably in their product line. Kleenex tissues, all kinds of paper products.
All kinds of
anyway,
stuff.
Yeah, all right, so that's not the story here. A story in the local newspaper reporting that First Union Bank accidentally transferred $350,000 into Mr. and Mrs. Clark's account a couple of months ago. When the bank realized the error of its ways, it says all the money was gone. So the bank is suing the couple for using money that was not theirs. They went out on a spending binge, bought a new car. They bought lots of clothing. They went to Victoria's Secret. They want all of the $340,000 back, along with $25,000 to cover fees for its lawyers. The Clarks have had their assets frozen. Legal action is underway. The attorney says his clients will repay the money, but luckily for them, no criminal charges have been filed. How do you get $350,000 in your account and not at least ask? Where'd that money come from?
Thank you, God.
Yeah, right. That's it. Let's go buy a new car. Sounds like what you'd get you went to The Price is Right. And now you've got a new car and a new boat and a shopping spree at Victoria's Secret. Yay, yay, yay.
Well, what if I don't look a gift horse in the mouth?
Yeah. Well, if I understood what you were saying, you mean don't look a gift horse in the mouth?
That's what I said.
Ah, okay. All right. Yes, what about it?
Maybe they just didn't want to question good fortune.
No, they probably didn't. Let's find out what's going on today. The U.S. Senate digging its teeth into two headline issues. There is a hearing scheduled on extremism in the Middle East. Really? That's what they're going to get out of that. Probably not a whole lot. But the other item of interest is equipping American police officers with body cameras. The discussion comes a day after President Obama did one of the three good things he's done since he's been in office, ordering the police forces. I guess this isn't it's not the police officers or the police forces that are at fault here. It's the Pentagon. And how did this, was this a law that was passed, or is this something somebody at the Pentagon just woke up one day and said, okay, we got all of this extra hardware, or we've got to spend all the money that we have in our budget, so let's make sure that we have it and we'll give it to the police around the country. I wonder how that whole thing took place. But the bottom line is, the president says, no more acquiring certain types of U.S. military equipment. What's the behind the scenes on that, Mal?
Yeah, yesterday President Obama said that he will ban federal government from providing certain military equipment to police departments, and that's effective immediately. So the government will no longer provide local law enforcement with tracked armored vehicles.
What in the name of God do you need a track? That's like a tank.
Well, yes, but you'll need those to carry the grenade launchers and bayonets that have also been provided to them.
Brilliant.
So those are out. Other items that meant out.
Uh-huh.
Other items like explosives and riot equipment will be transferred to police only if they can provide additional certification and assurances that the gear will be used responsibly.
Yeah, none. They shouldn't have any of that either. See, let's just stop making this country a military. This is, we've become a military state, a police state.
Well, and that's what he was saying.
Well, he's right. For a change, he's right.
Yeah.
All right, so that's good. I applaud that. Here's a question from the traveling news department. A couple of questions about the fellow who is a security expert who claims he hacked a computer in an airliner. And I think, Kenny, he said he did it more than once. Didn't he? It seemed to me
a bunch of different reports on that about what the FBI says, what he says, what different websites are reporting, whether he did this on the plane or he tested it.
So is there a consensus? Chris Roberts is his name. He claims that he accessed the in-flight system and caused the plane to move in a different direction. But that was never reported. He's the only one who said that, right? Did the pilot of the plane he was on, or did anybody that is connected to the airline? What airline was it? Anybody know?
Nobody is talking.
Ah. Okay. Well, there's something to be said for that, then. All right,
there was one flight in April that the FBI says that they detained Roberts, and it was following a United Airlines flight from Syracuse, New York.
Yeah.
After officials saw that Twitter post that, Kenny, you talked about yesterday discussing the hacking into planes.
Okay. So right away, here's my question. Syracuse, New York is not served by anything larger than a commuter plane, a 100-passenger plane. So he's not messing with a Boeing or an Airbus jet. He's messing with an Embraer or one of those little smaller planes. And they may be more, I don't know this, and I'm going to be on a plane later today, but I'm expecting it'll probably be a 737. I'm going to look under this for a while now. I'm going to look under the seat of every plane that I get in. I want to see what there is exposed underneath there for wires and stuff, if there is a way of getting at the things that this guy's talking about. And then I don't know when the next time will be when I'm on a smaller regional jet, but that would be, any of you who are riding on a smaller regional jet, do this. If you don't mind, look underneath the seat and see what you can see for wires, and then call us tomorrow.
And then when the air marshal subdues you, the Duck 7
I get
told
on my
me.
When I'm the plug. Every time I'm on a plane, I use these devices, the entertainment devices, and they require that you plug them into the front of the seat. So I'm usually down on my hands and knees because you never can find it. You can't just kind of reach over and put it in the plug. You got to get down on your hands, especially if it's a dark night flight. To put the plug in, you really have to work at it. So I'm going to the next time. Most of the seats, though, in that compartment are the underneath is covered up. But I'm going to look more carefully to see how easy it may be to get at those wires. I think that's...
I'd be very creeped out if it was a night flight and the guy sitting next to me is on his hands and knees and right next to me, you know, on the floor.
Would you?
Okay. I would, but I'm glad you warned us that that's what you do.
That's what I do. All right, let's see what else is going on in the world of transportation. The feds want to put different things in Amtrak train cabs, recommended installing cameras in Amtrak locomotives, which sort of... surprises me. I would have thought that they had, given the obvious, given the technology, there are cameras in cockpits, there are cameras in planes, there are cameras here, there, and everywhere. We seem to be we're an open camera society, aren't we? I'm sort of surprised that there isn't a camera in the cab of all of these locomotives. So, and that brings me around to what I think is an obvious and urgent need for some kind of effective speed control for the trains to prevent this kind of speed accident. I don't really know, and I don't think anybody else really knows at this point what the cause is, but there are a lot of people who agree that the positive train control system that has been talked about, we never heard about it before, and now you know what it is, but they may not even be completely operational across the system for another 4 or 5 years. And then... you know, who knows what other federal requirements there are going to be now. So why not just put the cameras and some kind of a GPS system in the train that would make it accessible from outside? Does that make sense? There are thousands of these kind of devices around, and one would wonder why they aren't in there communicating easily back and forth, that kind of stuff. As the discussion and debate goes on with Congress, because they didn't, I don't think, Kenny, they passed that bill yet. The Amtrak funding bill was $1.6 billion or something like that. So that's going to be as part of giving, they'll get their money, but only because of this accident. They probably wouldn't have half of it if it hadn't been for this accident. They get all their money, but it's going to be with strings attached. Put the GPS thing in, make sure there's positive train control everywhere, put cameras in, whatever, and see what that does to you. We always know that we overreact. But these devices cost less than $100 a piece. Now, you can buy them anywhere. Go to Best Buy, $100 a piece, right? Why not? Am I talking sense?
Yeah, it's just, you know, when the government gets involved in something.
Well, the government, it says it doesn't run Amtrak. It's kind of like the Postal Service. It's a freely operating system that has government help if it needs it. Well, of course, the postal system needs help every year, and so do the Amtrak operations need government help every year. So there it goes. Spend my money wisely, please. And I'm not always sure that I'm almost always sure that it isn't the fact. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKUs 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store at Staples.com for details.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts.
spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Take responsibly.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
Want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work. The rain saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
888-302-3684 on Good Day. Molly Page and Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen. Back to the Iraq strategy for a moment, please. The folks at ISIS, why do I call them the folks? The heathens. How's that? Are they heathens? What do we call them? I remember the Japanese used to be referred to as the heathens because of they're not believing in the same God that the Christian world believed in, or the Jewish world. So they were heathens. I don't know. I haven't heard that. That just popped into my mind. I haven't heard that word used for a long time. But are those heathens in the Middle East, ISIS, are they heathens?
Well, they do put people's heads on stakes.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't know that you can go wrong in calling them bad names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So in terms of my homework work request of finding out whether everybody goes together, it looks like there is a representation of all three of the major sects. What sort of input are we getting from those who follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Kenny, on the situation with ISIS in the Middle East?
Another Ken says, let ISIS, Iraq, Syria, and the rest of the Middle East fight and kill each other. Why do we care?
I know. We've had that. You can almost count on at least one of those comments pretty much every day with somebody suggesting, and rightly so, what interest do we have here? We only have one, and that's oil, or maybe two, as I said. The other one is military hardware being used, stolen, sold, whatever. Those are our two interests. Otherwise, we get no interest whatsoever there. None. Zero. How many people thought it was interesting, by the way, as long as we're in that pew, that the former president of Egypt was sentenced to death over the weekend because of what went on? The Brotherhood, isn't that what they call that group?
The Muslim Brotherhood.
And he was their chief cook and bottle washer in Egypt. And how many people he didn't do it himself, but he had how many people killed in their protests? That's why they sent him to their whatever they have. What do they use for execution over there? But interesting. Probably firing squad, I'm going to guess.
And I'll bet you my guess.
There isn't the same appeal period. Like Sarnaev, he's going to sit around, unless they put him in the general population at Walpole State Prison, he'll be sitting around for 2 decades waiting to go to the gas chamber or wherever we do. We don't do, what do? We do lethal injection in Massachusetts. So Anyway, what was I, back to what you were saying, Kenny. Wherever I was.
More comments on...
Yes, please.
On ISIS. Kathy says, thanks, George W. History will show that what's going on in the Middle East is your legacy.
Yep, 100% agree. What else?
Dan says, what's going on in Iraq is exactly the reason that we shouldn't pull out of Afghanistan.
Huh. Well... I don't know that I agree with that. But what do we, if we stay in either of these places?
Then.
Yeah, exactly. Go on it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. 51 after on Good Day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This week, you are in need of going to Florida. Would you like to go to California? Want to go to Montana? Want to go to Canada? To Mexico? Where do you want to go? There are more people lining up, and I just found this out this past week, Tom, when I was wandering around the Miami airport. The number of people that are flying to South America, there are dozens of flights from Dallas and Miami on American going to all kinds of places. You know, I was interested to find out what they're doing with the planes, because you can't catch a ride on a wide body in a domestic use. It would be, once in a while, maybe you can get on a 777 or 767 to go from one big hub to another, but for the most part, they're only using them to ferry them from one place to the other, because everybody's going international. They're using all those planes. It is astounding how many people are traveling to these cities. So we'll talk about that in a moment, and what the fares are, and whether or not you think that would be a good place for you to go if you're trying to plan your summer vacation. Maybe that's an idea for you. We have travel ideas up next here on Good Day.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a quarter million guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Plain top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. 3 sets of DiDario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
All right, Tom Parsons, who runs bestfares.com. They have great items of interest in terms of pricing, traveling nationally or domestically, internationally. So am I right about all of the travel to South America, especially there were 777s lined up all around the airport, going to Santiago, going to Rio, going to, you name the city. It amazed me. I mean, I understand Miami, there are a lot of Hispanics and that sort of thing, but jeepers crow.
I know. Well, actually, you know, the people in South America, you know, from Buenos Aires to Santiago, Chile, Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, they're not poor like they used to be.
No.
They're actually, and when they come, and there's, you know, there's two different economies down there sometimes. The real rich and maybe a little bit more of a middle class now than ever before. But when they go to Miami, you should also see them packing up tons of stuff, wrapped up in the shelter.
TVs, computers, everything.
Yeah, they're doing everything. So it's a high demand. But, you know, the good thing is we've been seeing all our snooze losers, we've been seeing some deals to Asia, but into South America, especially Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, Santiago, Chile, and Buenos Aires. We've been seeing some good, what we call snooze losers, maybe $679 in the Rio or Sao Paulo from many U.S. cities. Yesterday, I hadn't looked at it this morning, but we had Washington, D.C. For $599 in Santiago, Chile, which is just unheard of, and even Chicago, $549. And the international carriers, too, are helping bring those airfares down. Mm. I still think you're looking for the deal this summer, and you're on the eastern part of the United States, or I'd say Memphis, Louisiana, that direction to the west. You'll have to look it up and see if it still qualifies. As far north as Portland, Maine, or Boston, you can still pick up a car in Florida. So you buy a one-way airfare down to Florida, pick it up by June 30th, rent it for up to 14 days for $10 a day as long as you drive it out. It's a good way to see the USA and a Chevrolet.
Yeah.
So $300 to $400, you probably paid a pretty penny for a rent car in Miami.
Actually, you know, I'm going to Orlando on Tuesday, and I paid $19 a day for the car. I was in Los Angeles last week, and I paid $17 a day. That's a far cry from $40, $50, $60, $70 a day that I paid sometimes when I had to rent a car in Los Angeles. Good heavens. That's,
yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the Legoland Hotel, which opens today. Is this something, a 152-room hotel, actually made out of Legos?
I'm sure the lobby is full of Legos.
They say they made it out of 2 million Lego bricks. I find this $219 a night for a room in the Lego.
Imagine the beds are too comfortable.
No, it's in Orlando at the Legoland Florida Resort.
Yeah, the Legoland Resort.
Yeah. Good heavens, that's me stuff. I'd be interested in going to stay there. Hi, Tom. Thank you. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.